This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well,
what's happening?
What's happening is...
Sarah made a piece of BDSM stuff that's not well made.
Oh. No, it has a... The ring's open to help you get it on and off. It's adjustable in the back.
Newman, I believe the internet needs that picture immediately.
Oh, I have something for you, too.
No, we already have a picture.
We're going to do a group picture with the jacket, too.
Okay.
We got to include it all.
He has his 90s jacket that Lewis made.
Yeah, from 1998.
It's the first thing I saw when I walked in. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
It's the first thing Bryn saw, too. We walked in together, and by the way, Bryn was wearing the BDSM bra.
Oh, everyone's had
Everyone
this thing
has
on.
To, wants to put
I
it on.
I broke it again. Oh, just.
I was like, tighten it.
Sarah.
It's just the ring open. Don't worry. You have it too tight.
That thing that looks good. I should say.
Well, you're next, Vinny.
Remind me how we...
Are we allowed to say the nipples fit perfectly in those rings?
Well, it fits Yuzette perfect.
It doesn't fit me perfectly. The rings are on the outside of my boobs.
Wait, I should...
Hers...
Oh, this one goes, but not this one. Hold up.
We're making a porno right now, everybody.
So, Vin, you came in a little bit late, so you missed the show, as usual.
Oh, my God. This is already a mess.
Is it?
Oh, my Lord.
So, yesterday on the show, we were talking about...
Oh, you did the video? Yeah, oh, my God.
The fashion for the SAG Awards.
Right. So, there's these harnesses that dudes are wearing now over there.
Trend.
Yeah, I mean, I guess two people makes it a trend. If it's only one person, it's just an anomaly. And
in Hollywood, it does.
Right. So, yeah. And they're both big stars. Like that Timothy Chalamet is the first guy I ever saw do it. It was, I don't know, the Golden Globes or something. And what it is this weird thing. So you have a regular suit on. But then over that, there's like a... It looked like Vinny said it looks like the front of a backpack, except with like a middle
or
like,
a baby.
People yeah, are... like a baby carrier
well,
or something.
So if you remember backpacks, they have a center clip too,
right? To
that
sort
you
of
can,
keep it
so
on
it looks
there. Yeah,
kind of like that.
Right.
So the, you know, you've got the shoulder things and then
the thing that goes over the front
clip.
Of your front of your chest. So it's like this weird look over a suit. And so somebody had a few somebodies texted us and said, that's a gay thing. That's like a...
BDSM?
I thought it was a gay thing.
Well, it was both.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right.
It's a sexual thing where someone's got this sort of harness on. I don't know, you attach your leash in the back, kind of like, you know how dogs wear those little harnesses
yeah.
with the
I can
attachment.
Tell you, I mean...
Yes.
Gay sex seems fun. I definitely, like, you know the song? In fact, we just had it in our head the other day, the Queen song where the guy's talking about
having a good time.
And I'm like, man, he makes gay sex sound so good.
Yeah.
Listen to him go.
He's all excited about it.
Mr. What does he call himself?
Mr. Fahrenheit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, God, he loves doing guys.
Yeah.
I wish women loved doing guys like he loves doing guys.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be something?
It sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
I'd love for someone to be that excited to bone me.
Yeah.
And so, here's... nobody is, trust me. So, I'm looking at this you know, harness stuff,
right.
And I'm like, guys are into it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys doing guys, they love doing... No
right.
girl's ever pulled that out and gone, I need to see you in this.
Yeah, put this on. I'm going to need to lead you around by a leash.
Never happened.
Throw you down.
But dudes with dudes.
Yeah. They're like, yeah, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, what kind of stuff about the penis? Yeah.
Yes.
Poor awake goes, okay, I'm awake. Yikes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, so.
Okay, so is it
We start talking about this yesterday, and I don't know how it came down to it, but I was like, I could make you a BDSM thing, or someone said you should make that, and I was like, thinking to myself, I think I have the equipment to make that.
I have the technology.
I have the technology.
Well, for sure that goes home with you, Zet, though. Look.
Oh, I already called
she
it.
She actually called it.
I called it. She goes to me. This is, after all, after today, this is going home with me.
Right.
What are you going to use that for?
I don't even know. I might put it on John just so I can laugh my ass off.
So Vinny actually brought a suit in so we can put it over the suit.
Oh, you did?
Well, I didn't bring I just brought the top half. I'm a newscaster.
He wants to be a dude.
So
in a,
are we doing this now?
In the name of journalism, I will, you know, commit this ridiculous act.
We should all wear it and contrast and compare.
Yeah, who wore it best? I'm not wearing it. I made it, so I don't have to wear it.
How the hell did that happen?
I already tried it on. I swear to God. I think my nipples are too close together because the rings are actually on the outsides of my boobs. It doesn't fit me
at
all.
You have Jeep nipples?
I guess I do.
That's too bad.
Well, they're sort of on the, like, yesterday. So to measure my incredibly...
How do you get it up?
I got it.
You just slide it, Vin.
Yeah.
So
slide it in
right to the top.
Is that a song?
It is.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Hey, White Snake, everybody.
He loves White Snake. White Snake.
No, I don't.
No, I said, you know, Hooman loves White Snake.
Oh, you should wear the Alice Jean jacket next to the harness.
Well, we should put those in the.
We'll have Sarah and Vinny wear the, and then I'll take the picture. How about that?
That sounds
good.
Perfect.
Cash me outside. So I go home, and it was funny how much glee I took in just, and really it's simple. It's these two little, they're actually like big key rings with, you know, so they come apart pretty easy, as you notice when it
broke. Which appears to be the problem because you can't really put any pressure on the thing. Like, I think you're supposed to be able to grab somebody and
It's also very thin leather. Like, that's a mock-up. Like, that's not...
It's costume.
It is. It's a little costume.
Nobody's given me rough gay sex in this thing,
no,
though.
No, that thing
right
would
apart,
rip right off.
I'd be
right.
Like, oh,
yeah, so
I'm
I'd have to get some thick some
well,
thick
that's the equivalent of your old duct tape wallets and stuff like that. So now you can improve.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
And get better with this.
I'm in there. So I'm making it. And Debbie, my sister-in-law, that, you know, we live
Did
in the she
try it on, too?
Well, no, she comes over and she looks at me and I look at her and I go, this is our new line of products. And she just starts laughing. She goes, okay, whatever you want.
Yeah.
It's funny. But even as I was making it, I was like, this is actually,
it came from?
Like, yeah, I told her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you know, we're talking about the harnesses. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had to explain it after a while. For like try to keep the thing where this is our new line of products going. But I, even as I was making it, I was like, you know, if I got like a solid ring and if I got some thicker leather, like this could actually be a thing.
It
I was actually
going
to put studs all over it and stuff, but it's such thin leather. That, you know,
it
it's like leather that I make.
Our friend Caleb says he could bring his harness in.
Oh, well, that would be fantastic.
He says wear it for Pride, Folsom Street Fair, or Doray Alley? Dory? Yeah, Alley? I don't know.
What's
I
that?
I guess that's another thing in the city.
Another gay thing?
Yeah.
God, you gay people have
Caleb
all these fabulous
took a picture, or sent us a picture, I should say, of him in a, was that a tuxedo, I
yeah.
think? And with his just tastefully showing.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, he's having all the fun.
Yeah.
Super good looking out there in a tuxedo.
If only you were into dudes.
Well, I thought about this morning as I was driving to work.
Can watch football together, then bang.
Caleb escorted me for the last Super Bowl when it was here.
Yes.
Because I had to intro Matt Nathanson was doing a concert down the street.
Uh-huh.
So we had to go through all these barriers and all this stuff. And so he wore a tuxedo and he was looking so hot. I'm like, they let him in before they let me in because he's wearing a tux.
Yeah,
he's
you wear a tux
looking.
And it's very...
You're official.
Yeah. A tux and a clipboard. You can go anywhere you want on earth.
Right.
Like, I'm here to... Yeah, I'm Business. Auditing. I'm, yeah. You know, clearly I'm official. I have a tux on.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
Some yo-yo off the street is not going to be wearing a tux.
Yeah, yo-yos off the street do not wear tuxes. By the way, that leather, you need to like brush it. Like,
you know what? I was afraid
bits.
Of that.
Yeah, the little bits of leather on the back.
I hope it doesn't stain my shirt.
It's not going to stain it, but you're going to get little bits of of leather.
It's just dust.
Yeah,
it's not
leather
even a
dust.
Thing.
That's exactly what it is.
I'm wearing a pretty nice
I know.
Shirt.
You're actually all...
I have a client meeting today.
Oh, do you?
Oh.
Well, you know what you should do?
Wear that thing.
Wear that thing. And then...
You think Vitucci and Associates would
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, I do
you
think
know what?
That's going
Those are the guys
Pat
who do
Kelly
like that stuff.
Pat Kelly and John is who I'm meeting with.
Pat Matucci meeting with the man?
Pat Matucci.
Wow.
What are you guys going to talk about?
Money.
I'm endorsing them. They're going to start doing my plan, my financial planning for my future.
Nice.
Dude, you know what? That is a thing. You got to do it.
I need it.
I have so many friends. Like, Good Rick came in. I'm like, so, you know, how you looking for retirement and stuff? And he's like, what? I'm like, dude, you're 53 years old. Yeah. Like, seriously?
Uh-huh. I was reading.
You need to... Yeah.
I was just reading an article. I know I won't find it again. And I found it over the weekend, but it was talking about what the average American has in their 401k. Mm-hmm. And at the age of 65, the average American has $165,000, which... I'm sad to report is not nearly enough.
No,
certainly not in the Bay Area. Now, right. I know these things are done nationwide, so in another area you might
Oklahoma,
be able to live rich.
Yeah.
Right. But here, 165, if you live 20 more years after, you're not making it.
No. Yeah. Well, you're going to wind up just on Social Security, which, by the way, you can go to socialsecurity.com or whatever. Like, I get a thing from them every year. Do you guys get this? Where you can go in and they show you what you are looking at.
Yeah. I feel
Here's
like I
you'll
get it quarterly,
monthly.
Though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't get it that often.
I don't get it that often either. I've gotten it for years on end, and then I've moved so much that it hasn't found me in a while, which is great because I'm sure it's out
it's
there.
It's three addresses ago as well as four emails ago.
Well, right. They would need to, you know, no one could log into your account, you know, if they didn't know your social. So hopefully they don't.
Right.
Hopefully you didn't leave that behind in the move.
Whatever. The point is, I know what you're talking
onto
about.
Scrawled a baseboard or something.
It's nice to see that stuff for sure.
Yeah.
And, you know, I did that with my pension as well since we're in a union.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's also nice to see.
Well, it's good to, you know, you are able, and Vitucci will do this with you.
Yeah.
They'll say, you know, do you have a pension? Do you have the, they, and then they lay the whole thing out
like
and they show
money,
you what your expenses will be.
Because we are separate by design. Me and John, is that I feel like we need to start combining if something happens to us.
Right.
I know that between me and his kids get a certain amount. I'm like, I'm going to need more of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Because
you're his wife. They're grown people.
Exactly. And they have so much money coming from the other end that I'm just like, I need, you have 100% of mine. I gave my niece some. But he has the rest, so I'm kind of going to need more money.
If I were you, I'd be...
Percentage.
I would be like, no, we're a married couple. I get everything.
Everything.
Because I have to live way beyond you living. He's been a smoker, and he's 15 years older than you.
Nine.
Whatever.
30.
Right. 62 50! Years older.
So that money is supposed to go to his bride, and then from there, you... give it to his kids when you pass.
I just felt that his kids are so important,
but now they're adults.
Exactly. And the more that we're together and just like, I need to be taken care of, just like I'm taking care of you.
Listen, the other very important thing here is that if something happens to him and you have totally separate accounts, those get frozen. Mm-hmm. You don't have access to those.
Yeah.
What you need is a trust.
Right. So... back to Vitucci, sorry.
Yes. So they will help you put that whole thing together.
We're trying to get this done. We're talking today to meet and discuss things, and then, and things should happen.
When I
did
my
trust.
Well,
you show them you're hardcore by putting that thing on.
Oh, I should put the harness on.
To the rest of the day. I forgot what I was going to say. I just pictured that.
Something about a trust.
The trust is effort. It's not work, and it's not hard, but you will have to find all your stuff. And you have to print things and get things
and
compile things.
And get the things
they've asked you for and take the things
and
in.
It's not free. It's not inexpensive. It's a couple grand, but it is
worth
it.
And it's peace of mind.
And it also includes things like, you know, healthcare directives and your actual will. Like, if you have kids.
I've been asking him for years, let's do this thing, you know, and he just... He won't look the
he's got his
devil
head
in the
clouds.
Eye. Yeah, well, he's in love.
With you.
Yeah.
You know, that's all well and good, but, you know, people, these are hard conversations to have, and especially when you start getting toward the end of your life, like, you know, some parents can really talk to their kids about this stuff, and other ones, like John's parents, nobody knew anything that was going on. They died pretty close to each other within a year and a half, and it was an effing nightmare that could have so easily been avoided if they had just had
any documents that said what they had, what was to become of it, and what the next step should be, and who should execute the will. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That freaking family fell apart after when those parents died. It was ugly.
Fighting over scraps, probably, too.
Right. Yeah. And, like, who took what, and you've got the car, and why did you have access to that account?
Things, yeah.
It was gross.
Give me that ring, yeah.
I was just like, I want to back away from this. I want nothing to do with this. Yep. Anyway, everybody,
I knew
good
the
morning.
End was near.
You're screwed.
You're screwed. Not to end the on end, a sad note, I knew the end was near when my dad took me to the bank, signed over all kinds of documents to me.
And I
freaking went to a corner in the bank. This was in the Mission. I went to a corner in the bank, freaking bawled my eyes out because I knew he was dying.
That he knew that he was dying.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh. And I,
what
and
did
then,
he die of, Yuzi?
My dad had blood disease.
Oh.
So, and it came on fast. He died within 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Wait, so is that leukemia?
And it's, yes.
Oh, okay.
And it started with gout signs.
Bryn. Oh, man.
Yeah. Jesus, Bryn.
It started with gout signs.
She just dropped a bomb, bro.
I know. She did drop a bomb.
Yeah. But after I cried my eyes out at the bank, went back to the desk, and okay, signed paperwork, and, you know, I didn't cry till later, but again.
Yeah, those are hard times, but you honestly, you're better off just facing them, and then you don't have to think about them when the person passes.
How many days or weeks after?
I don't know. This is the
Death Toll Tuesday, everyone.
Gone.
We got the harness on.
Thank God.
Well, I'm not going to ask my question.
No, ask your question. What is it?
How many days or weeks after the bank incident did your dad pass?
About 2 months or so.
That's a rough dude.
Dude, mm-hmm. If you know you've got 2 months left with someone, like, what do you do?
You do everything you can.
You spend every second that you can with them.
And I did.
You
I did everything for him.
Bring them as much joy as you can.
Yep.
You've had some massive loss in your life. I mean, and
well,
every
it made
life
me a stronger
does.
Person.
Right.
I can deal.
You can deal.
That's why when crap goes down here or wherever it goes down, I'm like, well.
What do I have to do to fix this?
Yeah.
What do I have to do to get
and
through this?
And it's not as bad as that.
Nope.
So I'm good. Everything's going to be fine. It's not going to be good. It's going to be a great day. What's today?
Get her
it's
done
only Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Mother bleeper.
It's only Tuesday, you guys.
All right. Who gets the harness next? Vinny?
No, we're going to do the picture with Sarah and Vinny.
Well, so Vinny needs to get the suit
the
on.
Harness.
No,
oh, yeah.
And then we'll do it side by side so everyone wears it.
Oh, okay, fine. Oh, I'm fine with that, too.
Bitch stole my outfit. Something.
Yeah. I'm going to wear mine over my jean jacket.
It's never going to fit.
It's not going to fit.
But we want to do your jean jacket.
Oh,
yeah, right. We want to wear the jean jacket. Yeah. Actually, we should all put on the jean jacket and I'll put
and
on the harness.
I'm going to pass on the jean jacket.
You better wear the jean jacket.
I gave mine away for a reason. I want to be seen in that thing.
Come on.
He'll be
no
seen
way.
In the BDSM harness, but yeah, forget the Atlas jacket. The Atlas jacket is out, man.
That's not happening.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Well, just what I said. Catch me outside.
What does that mean?
Snap.
Let's give you a beat down. All right. Anyway, okay. Look at us. Right on time-ish.
Really?
No. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. I'm going to click yes on this song, and then we're going to go take pictures of leather daddies.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.